This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
So, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Got a little bit of good news about the war on drugs, and then some not-so-good news. Now, should we start with the good news or start with the not-so-good news?
Let's start with the not-so-good news, so the good news makes us feel better.
Okay, good enough. HighTimes.com reporting on President Trump pledging to escalate the war on drugs. There were some who were thinking that Trump might take it easy on the drug thing, given that he's been around Hollywood, he probably knows plenty of people who are drug users, who are his friends, or, you know, people that he's been in business with. But no, he's pandering to the police. He's trying to make friends with the police chiefs. Of course, he pandered to them during the campaign, and he is continuing that policy now as president. In a speech to police chiefs and sheriffs at the Washington, D.C. meeting of the Major Cities Chiefs Association this week, Donald Trump dealt a harsh blow to any activists who may have been hoping for a tolerant stance on drugs from the United States' new president. As the conservative RedState.com blog happily headlines, quote, Trump promises to ramp up the war on drugs, unquote. With almost a touching innocence, it writes, quote, citing his border wall as a solution with confidence, in his Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, Trump apparently believes he will succeed where everyone else has failed. Unquote. The speech was a mixture of such naivete about winning a drug-free U.S., alarmingly bellicose bombast, and the usual just plain wackiness. The day before, Trump met in the Oval Office with some of the assembled sheriffs, and he cited that meeting in his speech, saying he's asked them, what impact do drugs have in terms of a percentage on crime? They said 75 to 80%. That's pretty sad. We're going to stop the drugs from pouring in. We're going to stop those drugs from poisoning our youth, from poisoning our people. We're going to be ruthless in that fight. We have no choice. So, apparently Donald Trump either doesn't know anything at all about prohibition, or he just doesn't care. Which, I guess, shouldn't be a surprise, given that he's a politician. I know everybody thought that he was going to be somehow different from his predecessors, and I agree that in some ways he appears to be different, but this is following in the footsteps of pretty much every president that has come before him. The tough talk, we're going to toughen things up, we're going to be even more strict, because that's worked in the past, right? No.
No.
No, it hasn't. No, you're not going to stop the drugs from pouring in. Let me remind you of the concept of a tunnel. So, sure, you can go ahead and throw billions of dollars at a wall if you want, unless that wall is going to be dug, 200 feet down into the earth. You're not going to stop someone who's willing to tunnel under it. I mean,
For the sake of argument, they do have things like ground penetrating radar.
Sure, but, if they find one tunnel, they'll just build another one. You can actually find stories about tunnels that they have found. And I remember one we talked about here on Free Talk Live was so elaborate, it had enough room to where you could just stand up in the tunnel. It wasn't like some little, cramped space where you kind of get claustrophobia. It was like a spacious tunnel with, a track on it. You could, move some sort of, I don't know if it was a track,
like those, like a mine shaft,
like a mine cart. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, it was huge, and it was also, I believe, they found one that was air conditioned as well. So you got to
like
realize
El Chapo. That's how he escapes, right? They built a
they tunneled under a prison to get El Chapo out. One of the times he broke out of a prison, he's broken out more than once. You're talking about drug cartels that have billions of dollars at their disposal. They are as well funded, if not more so, than the United States government. So they're going to do what it takes. And if you want to ramp up the Border Patrol, if you want to ramp up, you know, build a wall, you can ramp up all the security that you want to. And all that means is the cartels just have to pay off more border guards. So if there were 20 border guards that they were paying before and now they have to pay 40, no big deal. They'll pay it. And then they'll just raise the price. They'll raise the price of the drugs. And you know what that'll do? When you raise the price of the drugs, that means the street price is going to go up. And what does that mean, Vince?
More people are going to get desperate. Like here, I'm back in my hometown, someone just got arrested for breaking into storage units and stealing guitars, stealing all kinds of things.
People That's go what they were doing medicine. With that. It's not because they wanted a guitar.
No.
It's because they wanted to pawn the guitar so they could then go buy heroin or crack cocaine or methamphetamine or, you know, you fill in the blank of whatever the drug is. So, you know, I don't know how much Trump actually knows and how much he knows that he's just pandering to these police officers, just talking tough, knowing that ultimately he'll give them what they want, which is better funding, more tools, more toys, more Bearcats, more, you know, military gear, which is what the cops want. They just want more toys.
More cool stuff.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want to do more busts. They want to take more property. They want more civil asset forfeiture, which apparently Trump came out in favor of. There have been states that have been overturning civil asset forfeiture, abolishing it completely. New Hampshire was one of those is one of those states. So anyway, going on here, he says he's going to be ruthless in the fight. Well, if you want to be very ruthless, you could just do what old Duterte is doing down there in the Philippines, where they're just executing people in the streets. I mean, is that what it's going to come to in the United States? And do you think that will stop drugs? It certainly will make them a lot more expensive, because if you move from a system of jailing to a system of execution for drug dealers, then all you're going to see happen is the most vicious, the most nasty, violent criminals will become drug dealers. Because there's plenty of people who sell drugs just to kind of feed their own habit. There are people who are addicted to the drugs, so they'll sell some of them so they can try to make some of their money back so they don't have to steal to purchase their drugs. But if it does come to the point where the penalty is the death penalty, then that will restrict the market. That will restrict the amount of people who are willing to take the risk of becoming a drug dealer. There will still be those people.
And it takes a long time and a lot of money, too, to actually put someone to death, from what I understand.
Not in the Philippines. They'll just execute them in the streets.
U.S. If we did in the U.S.
In the U.S., they will still have to have the semblance of a justice system. So, yeah, they will have to go to court and all that. So High Times asks, well, what does this mean? How do you measure impact in terms of a percentage? Because remember, Trump's question to the cops was, what impact do drugs have in terms of a percentage on crime? And he said the answer was 75 to 80%. Now, I agree, that's like a meaningless question, but ultimately, I understand the answer. And it's true that if you talk to cops who are being honest with you, they will tell you that when they find somebody who's guilty of breaking and entering, or, you know, breaking into a car, or holding somebody up and robbing them, probably 8 times out of 10, if not more, that person is a drug addict. So that's true, that drug abuse and addiction does drive crime, but it's only because of the illegal factor. Because you don't see people getting robbed for a pack of cigarettes. You don't see people holding up a convenience store and running away with a six-pack of beer. That just doesn't happen. If it does, it's an anomaly. Something like that would hardly ever occur, because alcohol and cigarettes, as taxed as they are, and they are taxed quite a bit, they're still far more affordable than the illegal drugs. So if you want to continue an illegal drug habit, there are only so many ways that can be done, and in a lot of ways that means committing crimes. But going on here, what criteria, asks High Times Bill Weinberg, who's the author here, what criteria are being applied here? We should know better than to even ask, but frighteningly, the White House transcript of the speech indicates that this line drew applause. Now remember, he's speaking to the top sheriffs of the big cities around the United States.
I'm so confused as to, like, what measure. So when he says 80%, that means of drug and related crimes or drug crime?
The suggestion here is that the officers that answered him were suggesting that 75 to 80% of crime is based in based from drugs in some way. And, you know, I don't know if that's an exaggeration, but I suspect there's quite a bit of it. Like a lot of robberies and a lot of breakings and enterings, home invasions, things like that are based off of needing money for drugs. That's absolutely true, but only because they're illegal, and Trump's just going
to
make it worse.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Vincent.
We've got Skype. You can Skype on in here to the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. That's a way for you to take control of the airwaves. We're talking about a disturbing story, but one that shouldn't really be a surprise, I suppose, and that is that Donald Trump is promising to ramp up the war on drugs. He says he's going to be ruthless in the fight against drugs. He wants to stop the drugs from poisoning the youth and poisoning the people and pouring in, which is pretty hard to do considering that if somebody wants to get high, they're going to find a way to do it. You might be able to, let's just say by some magical ability, Trump can wave a magic wand tomorrow and poof, no more drugs coming through the border. Well, you know what'll happen? People will just start coming up with new ideas, yeah, or old ideas that are even more dangerous.
The old cough syrup and huffing gasoline.
It's what I was thinking, yeah. Huffing gasoline. You want to talk about making drugs even more dangerous? Go ahead. Ban the ones that have success at somehow stopping the illegal ones from coming in, and you'll see even more dangerous drug use.
Well, even with just regular, you know, scheduled substances, some of these meth labs back where I was from, the domestic ones, they'd constantly blow up. They would poison people. It would ruin the a value of a house. They have to ask, like, if you're selling your house in some place, some realtors ask, did you ever cook meth here? Just because it ruins the structure of a house, allegedly.
So we're going to get back into that. Also, you're welcome to share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. It's again and Vincent in the studio here tonight. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. If you want to start up a blog or website, then go to HostGator.com/FTL, and they'll give you 50% off. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener. 50% off of their regular prices at HostGator. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator got a 99.99% uptime rating. You don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. They're pros. Go to HostGator.com. /FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue with the story, Trump is in this story from HighTimes.com talking to the top chiefs, the Major Cities Chiefs Association, at a meeting in D.C. where he's promising to be ruthless in the war on drugs. Trump was quick to emphasize, let's see who Kelly is. Oh, Kelly is the new appointee for their Homeland Security Secretary. Trump was quick to emphasize Kelly's military background in comments plugging his planned border wall, as well as positively invoking Israel's West Bank security wall that was ruled illegal by the World Court in 2004. Trump said, quote, "It's time to stop the drugs from pouring into our country. And by the way, we will do that. And I will say this, General, now Secretary Kelly will be the man to do it, and we will give him a wall, and it will be a real wall. As though all the drugs come from Mexico." Yeah, there's plenty of drugs that come down from Canada. There's plenty of drugs that come in through the ports on the west and the east coasts of the United States. This is not going to change anything. But nonetheless, he gets applause on that line. And a lot of things will happen very positively for your cities, your states, believe me. The wall is getting designed right now. A lot of people say, oh, Trump was only kidding with the wall. I wasn't kidding. I don't kid. I don't kid about things like that, I can tell you. No, we will have a wall. It will be a great wall, and it will do a lot of, will be a big help. Just ask Israel about walls. Do walls work? Just ask Israel. They work, if it's properly done. Unquote. Now, Kelly is former chief of the Pentagon's Southern Command, overseeing anti-drug operations throughout Latin America, so it's telling that Trump used the general, now secretary, construction a second time when he pledged Kelly's cooperation with sheriffs who want to get tough on immigrants. He said, quote, "And we're going to take that fight to the drug cartels and work to liberate our communities from their terrible grip of violence. You have the power." And by the way, the drug cartels aren't really committing much violence inside the United States. The violence that's going on, as I understand it, is primarily happening in Mexico, and it's primarily between drug cartels. So it's not like the drug cartels are in the streets of Dallas, Texas, shooting people up.
He could mean, like, by extension, gangs like MS-13 that I don't believe count as cartels, yeah. But some would say they have, like, links or ties to them.
Oh, of course.
I haven't researched it, but that's...
I mean, if you're moving big weight of drugs across the border, or you're buying big weight of drugs across the border, you probably are connected to a cartel at some point. And yes, there is violence within the war on drugs, no doubt. But the majority of the violence is between the drug user who needs to get high and their next victim as far as who they need to rob in order to feed their habit. As long as you have people who are depressed, as long as you have people who want to escape their reality, and there are plenty of people like that, whether it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama, there's never a shortage of people who hate their lives, of people who want to do anything they can to get some sort of relief, some sort of escape from their existence. That's why a lot of people do drugs. And that's not going to change when Donald Trump cracks down. In fact, it's just going to make things worse. Can you imagine if you're a depressed person? Now, I don't know how familiar you are with depression, but some people are intimately familiar with it.
Yeah, I'm familiar, yeah.
If you're a depressed person, and then you end up getting arrested, and then you have to go to court, and then you have to go to jail, and then you have to go and get out of jail, and then have to put your life back together.
No.
Is that going to help with your depression?
No.
No, it's definitely not going to. And while you're in jail, you're going to meet some other people who might be in there for real crimes. Maybe they just caught you with some weed, or caught you with some, cocaine, or whatever. But you got to go to jail, or you have to be forced into some sort of treatment program where you're going to meet other drug users, or even worse, criminals who might actually be able to teach you how to hotwire a car or whatever. Right?
Yeah, like, they give you a sense of belonging, right? Yeah. They say, you'll be part of our family. You just have to shank this one guy in another gang. And that's when they get the tattoos of the tears under their eyes. And then, you have a real hardened criminal. So it's like,
yeah,
prisons are hardened criminal factors.
They sure are. So, what, he's just going to do more of that? How's Trump going to change what we already know is an abject failure? He says, the illegals, them by their first name, them by their nicknames, you have that power, he says. The federal government can never be that precise, but you're in the neighborhoods, the bad ones, the good ones, unquote. Back to High Times, they say, yet, predictably, what appears to be the first deportation under the new Trump policy was one of the good ones. The day before Trump's speech, Guadalupe Garcia de Rios showed up for her routine check-in with immigration authorities in Phoenix. It was her eighth such check-in since she was arrested in 2008 for using a fake Social Security number in order to keep her job at a local water park. At each meeting, the married mother of two was allowed to stay in Phoenix and return to her family, but this time she was detained and promptly deported to Mexico. CNN ran coverage of her tearful 14-year-old daughter speaking at a press conference after the deportation. It was the first under Trump's January 25th executive order on immigration, and it sparked an angry protest outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Office in Phoenix. Hey, there's yet another example of another immigrant, an illegal immigrant, who's using a Social Security number that's not hers. So that means she's paying Social Security into an account that she can never benefit from, like many immigrants do. The toll-free number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. More on the war on drugs coming up.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Vincent.
Our phone number, it's toll-free. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Also, I want to let you know about MyPillow. You can get one at half price by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. And it's nearly risk-free in that if you don't like it for some reason, you can send back MyPillow to the company, and they will send you your purchase price back. Now, you do have to pay for the shipping, of course, but, fairly low risk to try out what may be the best pillow you'll ever have used in your life. And I love mine. I've been using it since early 2016, and it's been fantastic. It's also guaranteed the last 10 years, so great warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It's really you really can't beat this deal. And you get it at half price by using code FTL. Oh, did I mention it's washable? Yeah, you can put it in your washer and your dryer. Plus, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's great. Go ahead and try one out for yourself. Or get two, because you can get two for the price of one. It's up to you. MyPillow.com, code FTL. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're talking about Trump's tough talk about the war on drugs. He is saying he's going to ramp it up. According to HighTimes.com, he said he's going to stop the drugs from pouring in, stop them from poisoning the youth, from poisoning people. He says, we're going to be ruthless in that fight. We have no choice. Well, no, you do have a choice. You have the choice of doing the right thing, which is to completely legalize all drugs. Now, I realize that sounds crazy to some people, but the fact is, it was less than 100 years ago that somebody could go in to a corner store, a child could go into a corner store and buy a whole bottle full of heroin, whole bottle full of morphine, no problem. And nobody would even bat an eye at it. And there wasn't a problem back then, a huge problem with addiction. Were there addicts? Yes, there were addicts. Your bored housewives, for instance, were likely to be addicts back then. But it wasn't a profound, violent, dangerous addiction. It was just a personal tragedy addiction because they could afford it. You can go and get as much heroin as you wanted for next to no cost because it was available legally. Because when something's available legally in the legal marketplace, it's open competition, and anybody who wants to can enter the market, make the product themselves, manufacture and market that product, sell it, and collect whatever revenues they want. Now, it's all driven underground. As you were mentioning, I don't know if it was on the air or off, but you were talking about the meth manufacturing.
It was on the air, yeah.
You were talking about the dangers around meth manufacturing. Well, yeah. That's because they're being made in somebody's back bathtub or whatever in conditions that aren't well ventilated, and they're, you know, light a cigarette and then kaboom,
and
right?
They have to use like consumer grade products like I don't know like motor oil or cat litter, and
yeah, I don't know what all the products are,
but I mean, like,
if
they can't get, you know, the safe stuff from, you know, a store, like, you know, an online store, because like, oh, you have to be a chemistry teacher to buy it, so they use all these dangerous stuff, you
like
know,
Sudafed,
yeah, and have a Bunsen burner and they don't know how to use it and it blows up,
right? Whereas if you were to go look up Desoxin, which is the legal version of meth. It is methamphetamine, but sold legally under a brand name. Believe it or not, Desoxin. Go check it out. That's made by a drug company in a controlled laboratory environment where they don't have, you know, I'm sure it's still dangerous, but they can take precautions that a professional business would take to make sure they're lowering their risk as much as possible.
What ailment is that prescribed for?
I don't remember.
Like attention... I don't recall.
Okay. I know it exists and it is prescribed for something, but a quick Wikipedia would probably reveal that. But it's hard to talk in Wikipedia at the same time. So anyway, the story here at High Times goes off into talking about deportations. They give an example of a woman who was the first to be deported, which was the day before Trump's drug war speech. A woman who wasn't actually a violent criminal or dangerous or anything like that, but she was deported anyway. Because she was using a fake social security number in 2008 in order to keep her job at a water park. The first deportation was not a hardened narco trafficker or gangbanger, but a working mom doing her best for her family. To make it more perverse, advocacy group Puente Arizona told CNN that Garcia de Rios was a victim of the controversial policies of former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Enforcing identity theft laws was one of Arpaio's foremost tools to crack down on undocumented immigrants in the Phoenix area. Puente sued him over the practice, charging that the workplace raids, including the one where Garcia de Rios was arrested 9 years ago, were unconstitutional and amounted to racial and ethnic profiling. An injunction against the raids was overturned on appeal, but by then Arpaio was facing multiple lawsuits and was forced to disband the task force that had conducted those raids. Before Kelly was chosen, that's the new Secretary for Homeland Security, the notorious Arpaio was named as shortlisted by Trump to lead Homeland Security. Thank goodness he didn't get chosen, despite facing contempt of court charges in a racial profiling case brought by Obama's Justice Department. And a final piece of this grim picture. On the same day of the fracas in Phoenix, the U.S. Senate voted 52-47 to confirm Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. There was not one dissenting Republican vote, and the confirmation, yeah, that's right, Rand Paul voted for him. And the confirmation was preceded by the outrageous episode in which GOP senators voted to silence their Democratic colleague Elizabeth Warren for allegedly impugning Sessions. Warren's crime, of course, was reading the text of a 1986 letter from Coretta Scott King, protesting Sessions' then-pending appointment to a federal judgeship on the grounds of his hostility to civil rights. And, of course, Sessions has a history of hostility to a common-sense drug policy as well. Bill Piper, the senior director of National Affairs for Drug Policy Alliance, said, quote, Jeff Sessions and President Trump are stuck in the 1980s when it comes to drug policy. While most of the country knows by now that we need alternatives to the failed drug war, if the administration tries to roll back marijuana reform or undermine criminal justice reform, they will find themselves even less popular than they are now. Well, Vincent, you were a supporter of Trump during the campaign. You've just been sort of listening and taking all this in. It seems like you can somewhat understand, or that, you know, familiar at least with the idea that the war on drugs is a failure.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a shame that he's continuing it. I think he could have gotten a lot of, cross appeal support.
But he wouldn't have appealed to the police.
Well, that's, yeah. Well, he could have appealed in other ways regarding, let's see, I'm trying to think of it. Anyways, but I think it's unfortunate. He could have gotten a lot of support. And, but when I voted for him, and I knew it, because when I went to see him in person in New Hampshire, and he went around New Hampshire a lot and talked about it, the opiate crisis, or as he called it, the opiate crisis, the opioids, and, heroin epidemic. And I knew, but, I triaged, and I said, okay, well, I don't agree with him on this, but I agree with him on some other aspects.
Let's be clear, Hillary Clinton would also ramp up the war on drugs. I mean, she's no friend of, drug reform either. She's absolutely a drug warrior, so I'm not in any way suggesting...
Oh, no, I'm not trying to imply. I wasn't sure.
No, I'm just saying that for anybody listening. I'm not in any way suggesting that Trump is better or worse on this issue than Hillary Clinton. I mean, he might just be pandering to the police. Who knows how much they're really going to be able to ramp up the war on drugs anyway. Unless they ramp up the penalties, which, of course, as we've already pointed out, will just drive the prices up. And will drive more crime as a result of that.
And aside from releasing the token amount of nonviolent offenders at the end of his term, I don't think anything really changed much under Obama.
No, definitely not. No, Obama could have done something about marijuana prohibition, but he didn't lift a finger to do that. He did an interview with, I forget who it was, but some major publication, where he talked about his own drug use, his own Obama's own use of cannabis when he was in college. Like, it was no big deal, just a youthful indiscretion. I got over it. But he could have actually done something to reschedule cannabis, but he didn't do it. So how much of this is just tough talk to appease the police? And how much of it is really going to turn into something? Because the cops would love to continue the war on marijuana. They would love to keep that thing going. But is that going to turn around? Are they going to start cracking down on Colorado and Washington and the other states that have legalized cannabis? Only time will tell, and we'll certainly keep you informed here. 855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Vincent. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can Skype into the show, but you do have to send a contact request first via Skype, and then we'll approve it, and it'll be super easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward. So be sure to do that first. Skype username for you is lrn.fm. So, you know, we were talking about the war on drugs with Donald Trump claiming he's going to ramp things up, that he's going to somehow put a stop to drugs coming across the border, as though the wall is going to provide some sort of magical ability to stop drugs. Sorry, that's not going to work. Look, even if the wall could somehow stop the drugs, they'll just ship it in from the Pacific Ocean. Or the Atlantic Ocean, or the Gulf of Mexico, or Canada, or wherever they need to.
Well, that's why we need to legalize domestic production, to run all those other ones out of business.
Well, you're right. And that really, you want to end the cartel? You want to stop their ability to raise money and be powerful? Well, just legalize drugs. Because who's going to want to buy some questionable, shifty product from who knows where, whether it was made in Mexico or somebody's back shed, when they can go to the grocery store or CVS or Walgreens and get a box of meth or a bottle of meth right off the shelf? I mean, I understand that some people hear that and they think it's an outrage, but the fact is you have people using drugs right now. The idea behind legalizing them is that it's harm reduction. It accepts the idea that people are going to use drugs. We have to accept that idea. To not accept that idea is to deny the reality around you. It's to live in some crazy, straight-edge world where you believe only the best about the people who surround you. And the reality is, most people are not nailed to the X. You know, this straight edge, it's their slogan or something like
that. Never heard
that. That's what I've heard. I don't know. I don't hang out with those people. But, you know, the idea is that they aren't doing any kind of mind-altering substances. No alcohol, no cigarettes, no weed, no harder drugs, none of that. Those people are in the minority. I mean, if you think about it, Vincent, you go to college. What percentage of college students at Keene State College, just based on your observation, obviously you don't know all 4,000 or 5,000 of them, but based on your observations, what percentage of them are not drinkers?
I actually do have the numbers. We all had to do, as freshmen, a survey.
Really?
That said, yeah, and like, how many do you think do dry? And I forget exactly what it was. Maybe it was like 40% claimed that they were drinkers or something. I don't know. I'd be with people and...
I don't believe that.
I forget the exact numbers, but I'd be with people and we're working on a school project. And, you know, I'd look and they have all kinds of drug paraphernalia in their dorm. Mm-hmm. And it's just like random, right? Not like, hey, this guy looks like a stoner. Let's hang out with him. I'd be with a normal-looking person, you know, and I use normal very lightly, and she's like, yeah, come to my dorm, let's work on this project. I'm like, cool, and then I look, and I'm like, wow, that's a pipe, or wow, that's a bong. And it's crazy, not just one, in all my different classes, people are like, oh, here, I have some edibles, I have X, Y, and Z, and I'm like, wow, I'm surrounded, man.
Yeah, so it's not hard for you to acquire it if you'd wanted to. It's there, it's prevalent. And it's hard, in my opinion, to find people who don't do it. If you can find someone who doesn't smoke weed, try also finding someone who doesn't smoke weed and doesn't drink alcohol. Because there are some people who don't smoke weed, and there are some people who don't drink alcohol. But just looking at just those two drugs, it probably accounts for 80% or more of the college campus. I'm just guessing. You know, I'm guessing because I've known people in college, and I know how widespread it is. But I would expect you would know better because you're actually there and you're actually seeing it. Now, what about you out there, dear listener? You're welcome to comment. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I imagine if you are a straight-edge person, if you don't do any kind of mind-altering substance, you might be more likely to know more of those people. You might be more likely to run in one of those circles. Like, you know, if you go to a church group, then obviously... most of the people there are probably believers in whatever the religion is that you're going to. If you hang out with people who don't do drugs, then you're going to feel like there's a lot more people who don't do drugs.
Like a form of confirmation bias.
But the fact is, it's, you know, marijuana, alcohol, these are very, very popular drugs in the United States. And there's nothing inherently wrong, in my opinion, with altering one's state of consciousness. It's kind of the human condition to some extent. I would bet that a lot of the straight edge people still drink caffeine. Now, I'd be curious to know if anybody out there, is there a prohibition if one is straight edge? Are you allowed to drink caffeine because that's not seen as a drug, even though it actually is?
I know a straight edge guy who would always give me grief over different things, and he has his own vices. Like
I bet he does.
He'd like drink mouthwash and stuff, and he's like, oh,
what?
It's not alcohol, man. And he,
are you serious?
Yes.
Yes, it is alcohol.
Well, it's not. He could buy it legally. It's not.
Right.
You know, oh, I don't drink too much. I don't get drunk off it. I don't get violent off it. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, my God. Drinking mouthwash is something that homeless people do. I mean, if you're a bum and it's past midnight or whatever the time, you know, in different states they stop selling alcohol at different times. In New Hampshire, it's 11:45 at night. If you're a bum and it's midnight and they've stopped selling alcohol, you can still walk into the Walgreens, it's 24 hours a day, pick a bottle of mouthwash off the shelf, and then go down that and get drunk. You're not supposed to. They put agents in it to make it unpleasant to drink, but if you're an alcoholic, you don't care. You're going to do whatever it takes.
Burn an ulcer into his stomach eventually.
They don't care, and they probably already have them. So if you want to join us here for this discussion, you can also bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So that brings us to the good news, at least for now, until and if the Trump administration cracks down, which hopefully they won't. Hopefully they'll at the very least understand that marijuana legalization is happening and they shouldn't try to stop it. It would be so futile and so stupid for them to do that. But ultimately, that's what the cops are going to want. The cops want to continue to control marijuana. They want to continue this war on drugs because the war on drugs is mostly a war on marijuana. Half of the arrests every year in the United States, and there's more than a million, I think it's close to 1.5 million arrests per year in the United States, are for marijuana.
From what I understand and from what he's talked about on the campaign trail and difficult questions like that, he, and this is just my analysis, that he's more likely to give it to the state and not interfere. But now that he's in office and he has all these, you know, voices in his ear, it could change.
So the good news from Vice.com, your favorite website. The state of Colorado sold $1.3 billion worth of recreational and medical marijuana in the year of 2016, though experts do think the boom will eventually level off. It's its third year since legalizing recreational marijuana. Colorado dispensaries took in $1.3 billion in legal weed sales. According to the Colorado Department of Revenue, recreational marijuana accounted for about two-thirds of 2016's haul, ringing in at $875 million in sales, compared with medical marijuana's $438 million, according to the Cannabis. The state took in $199 million in taxes and fees as well, which is put towards law enforcement, building schools, and helping the homeless. It's the third year in a row that weed sales have increased in the state, but the first time they broke the 10-figure mark. In 2014, the state sold $699.2 million, followed by $996.2 million in 2015. So it's gone up by about $300 million a year. Pot prognosticators think 2017 will break another record, but after that, they expect Colorado's kush boom to level off. According to the story, they expect the downturn due to a number of factors, including increased competition as more states begin to legalize the drug. That'll make it so it's less likely someone's going to take a marijuana tour to Colorado, which was happening. Remember, we read a story here about weed limo tours. You get off the airplane at in Colorado, wherever, you know, Denver or wherever you'd go to, and then you could hire this limousine to pick you up, take you around to a tour of the different weed shops. So you don't have to worry about driving. You don't have to get a DUI or anything like that. There's no chance of that. The limo driver's, you know, he's good. He's just going to drive you around. Drives you to the one shop. You get out. You go inside the shop, look around, buy some weed, get back in the limo, smoke up in the limo, go to the next shop, go buy a different kind of weed at the end. And that's what they do. They do these little weed tours.
It's not ideal in Colorado, though, because in things, if you smoke weed, it's taken into account in things like firearms and firearms ownership.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a federal thing. As from what I heard. Let's go to Steven. He's in Seattle. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to comment on what it's like to be what did you guys say it was? A straight edge person?
Straight edge, yeah. No drug use whatsoever.
Yeah, so I've never used drugs of any kind.
No caffeine?
Used it. I will refine that. Yes, I use caffeine. So, yeah.
All right, hang on. Well, I want to talk to you more about it. Can you stick with us through the news?
Sure.
All right, hang on. More with Stephen in Seattle. He's nailed to the X. He's straight edge. We'll find out what that's like and how many of his friends can relate. Our toll-free number is 855-453. I'm not making fun of him. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's your life. Do what you want. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.